This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, okay? We're here on Labor Day, Barbecue Day, Beach Day, the end of summer. It's got so many names, it's pathetic. But my question for you today, what is this day really all about? See, I was just, we're going to hear from David Beagle here in a little bit. And he is the author of Devil at Our Doorstep, wrote a book on how he fought the SEIU. And the fight wasn't over allowing his people to unionize. That was not the fight at all. Some of you would like to believe that that's true. But what the fight was about is whether or not to force unionize them, which is what the SEIU wanted. He wanted him to sign a letter that basically gave them carte blanche to go in there and unionize the place. And he said no. Here's how it works. If the people want it, if the people vote for it, you hold an election and the people, you know, vote to have it in, then we're done. We're fine. I'll do it. Not a problem. Well, they didn't want to do that. Part of the reason they didn't want to do that is because they kind of pre-polled and they knew that his employees loved him. 3,000 employees. The guy had, he's got companies, I think, in 33 of the states, or maybe 57 of the states. I don't remember. The guy's got them in 33 of the states anyway. And they loved the guy. They loved the way he treats them. And they probably felt like they couldn't win. I would if I was them. I would have been nervous as heck. So, anyway, so we'll have him on later on. You know, Labor Day, when you start looking it up to see what the origin of it is, what the history of it is, what people believe to be true about it, it's really kind of freaky. Because depending on where you, I mean, you look it up on the Huffington Post, it's got one story. You look it up on some of these union websites, it's got another. You look it up on a communist website, it's got a whole different meaning to it. And I'll tell you something, is doing research for this, I want you guys, some of you guys that are Democrat purists, if you would, that you believe, you know, in the good of the Democratic Party and that they got your best interests in mind and all this, I want you to go look at the platform. I'm not going to read it to you. You go do it. Do your own homework. I want you to go look at the platform of the Democrat Party and the platform of the Communist Party. Put them up side by side. Seriously. And tell me if anything jumps out to you at all. Sure. I'm just asking. You don't have to do it. There's no law that says you have to do what I tell you to do. So some say that it started in Oregon. Efforts to get states recognize Labor Day began in 1882 in Oregon. Now, Oregon declared it a public holiday. 29 states followed shortly thereafter. Well, I guess shortly is a relative term. By 1894, there was 30 states total that had it. Now, the president that brought it all about was Grover Cleveland. It was during his second term, and it wasn't non-consecutive as president, that Governor Cleveland signed the bill recognizing the holiday. Now, I'm just reading some of the notes that people wrote here for me. Let's talk about it as to what it actually is. Labor Day is an annual celebration of workers and their achievements. Now, it originated during one of America's labor history's most dismal chapters in the late 1800s, at the height of the Industrial Revolution. As you'll hear when I talk to Mr. Beagle, you know, the textile world, the large plants, automotive plants, the textile world, the garment makers of New York, they were animals. Yeah, they were animals because they would work these people 12-hour day shifts 6 days a week to put out their product. And if somebody got sick or somebody didn't show up for work or something happened, it wasn't like, okay, you got a sick day. There were no sick days. You got fired. That's right. You got fired and it was over. There were no laws to protect you in any way, shape, manner, or form. And no matter how loyal of an employee you were, you got bupkis. Now, there is a couple of exceptions to the rules. One of the things to look at is look at Sears. Look at how Sears treated their employees in the early days. They were the first company to have medical care on site because they knew that if you didn't feel good, if you weren't happy with the company, your productivity went down. So they did what they could to make things. They didn't give you everything, but they did what they could to make you comfortable, make your work environment comfortable, and make sure that you were happy. Now, some of you know you can't make everybody happy all the time. Some people you can't make happy at all, ever. Now, the average American worker worked, like I said, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, in order to eke out a basic living. I mean, you think $15 an hour at 40 hours a week is an issue. These guys were working 12 hours a day and could barely pay their rent. Now, despite restrictions in some states, children as young as 5 or 6 were forced to work in mills. Right? They worked in factories. They worked in mines. And they earned just a fraction of what the adults earned because they didn't have to pay them a full wage. Matter of fact, the Massachusetts State Police, as I was taught in history, the major reason they were started were to enforce child labor laws. That's how bad it was. Remember, you had in New England, you had boatloads of shoe factories, clothing factories, all those kind of gloves, those kind of things, where they needed cheap labor to make it happen. Now, today we have the same thing. It's just we don't have it in this country, so the UNC is okay with it. The people in China that are working for 25 cents a day or 25 cents an hour to build your iPad or your iPhone or whatever you got. Now, people of all ages, particularly the very poor and recent immigrants, often face extremely unsafe working conditions with insufficient access to fresh air, sanitary facilities, and breaks. Now, when you want to talk about immigrants of today, illegal immigrants of today, I'm sorry, you're not going to like this, but you bring it on yourself. They bring it on themselves. By coming over here illegally, right, you step out. You step off living in the shadows. You step off behind the eight ball. It doesn't work. It won't work. It's a bad place to be. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much you love your loved ones. If you don't help them get legal or get back or whatever it is you're going to do with them, and you're just as much at fault. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. Finish up on the next side of the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com, or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back.
He had a boogie style, no one else could.
Now sit down. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about Labor Day. Is it an extension of, socialism, communism, whatever? Or is it real? Does it really help people? Is it really a celebration? I mean, there are so many people that should get credit for today, or get credit on a day like today. People that helped the, I guess the plight of the worker, right? Back in the early 1800s, mid-1800s. It was bad in this country. No question about it. But it's almost taken on a whole different animal. It's almost turned into a very large monster. And most of this happened in the manufacturing industries in this country. You know, the Industrial Revolution, as we were growing like crazy. Cars were being built. You know, these factory workers were making next to nothing. And they were being treated like garbage. And most Americans worked 12-hour days, 7 days a week. Now think about that. 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, just to be able to take home a few bucks to pay the rent. So children as young as 5 and 6, as I said earlier, they were putting these kids to work in mills and factories and mines, and they weren't making anywhere near the money the adults were making, but they were expected to keep up with the adults. So at that point, what do you want the government to do? Absolutely nothing? You want the states not to do anything? I mean, some of you who believe in absolutely no regulations at all, that's a problem. Because the government should have stepped in and not the unions at this point in time. Now manufacturing started to increase like crazy. I mean, to the point where it outgrew agriculture, and as far as employees and you know, how much it added to the economy and that kind of stuff. Right? They needed people at a faster rate than the fields did, you know, than the farmers did. So the labor unions, which had first appeared in about the late 1800s, they grew more prominent, more vocal. They had more power. They began to organize. They began to strike. They began to have rallies. They protested poor conditions. They made employers nervous. They had to come. Now, here's the thing. The sad part is, were the employers given time to come out of the shadows and make everything right? I don't think so. I think they were almost forced to unionize next to no time. And, well, come on, can we be real here, as I say, on the real side? Once the mafia got involved, there were no votes to get in. Your company was unionized, period. End of discussion. Teamsters Union. I mean, there's a whole, what is it, the AFL-CIO. Go look it up yourself. There were two separate unions. They merged at one point. Now, many of these events turned violent. They were bad, including the infamous Haymarket riot of 1886, in which several Chicago policemen and workers were killed. Others gave rise to these long-standing traditions. On September 5th, they say, 1882, 10,000 workers took unpaid time off to march from City Hall to Union Square in New York City. They say it was the first... Well, they're claiming it was the first Labor Day parade. I don't know if you call it march or parade in U.S. history. But see, as I told you earlier, Oregon claims they were the first. Now, the idea of a working man's holiday celebrated on the first of Monday in September, well, caught on in other industrial centers across the country, and many states passed legislation recognizing it. Congress would not legalize the holiday until 12 years later. Right? On May 11, 1894, employees of the Pullman Palace Car Company in Chicago went on strike to protest wage cuts and the firing of union representatives. Now, on June 26, the American Railroad Union called for a boycott of all Pullman railway cars, crippling railway traffic nationwide. So it wasn't like the cars. They were calling for... They actually stopped the trains from moving, period. Showed you how much power they had. What politician is going to be afraid of that, right? Now, to break the strike, the federal government dispatched troops to Chicago, unleashing a wave of riots that resulted in the deaths of more than a dozen workers in the wake of the massive unrest. In an attempt to repair ties with the American worker, Congress passed an act making Labor Day a legal holiday. Right? Now, nobody can really tell you who the true founder of Labor Day was. And you know, not that I want you to spend the time to do this, but this is where I get nuts with the truth. You know, it's a nice folklore. If you work for a union, it's probably a nice folklore there, too. But they say that Peter J. McGuire, co-founder of the American Federation of Labor,
the AFL,
well, all this have suggested that Matthew McGuire, secretary of the Central Labor Union, first proposed a holiday. Labor Day is still celebrated in cities and towns across the United States with parades, picnics, barbecues, fireworks displays, communist flag waving, and so on. Oh, I'm sorry, SEIU flag and communist flag waving. Oh, no, we got pictures. They're all over the place. I don't know, why do you do that? Somebody who actually is in the SEIU and has no problem under the communist flag or marching alongside the communist flag, I would love to know how you tie all that together. Really. Do you really think in communist Russia, if you try to unionize, if you would, to go against, I mean, look, we have unions inside the government. Do you think in some of these places, if you try to unionize, right, to force the government to do something, how long do you think that would last? How many nanoseconds? Right? Most people now, and again, it's not one of the... And it's not that I have a problem with people having a day off. You're kicking off the end of summer. You know, I get there's a reset here for most Americans. Labor Day seems to call out the end of summer, the beginning of the new work year, the new school year. Then, you know, it's kind of a refreshing, if you would. And it's barbecue day, back to school day, all that stuff. So I'm just saying, there's so much that you can learn from this or do from this. And do your own homework. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to the other 5,000 people on the radio today telling you what this day actually means and why you should or shouldn't celebrate it. Find out on your own. You know, I mean, it's what Hillary should have done, you know, right? On the C? On her emails? You know, the C was just a part of the alphabet or something. How to file it. She didn't know what the C was for. We're going to talk about that in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Look, get involved in the conversation. Seriously. Head up to the website, therealside.com, live chat room, or on Facebook Live. We've got a million ways for you to get the show. I make it very simple. Probably too simple. So get involved in the conversation. Get involved in the show. Get involved in getting informed, getting engaged with this stuff. You need to have information. I'm amazed, and we're gonna play a Hillary clip here in a little bit. And I'm amazed that nobody else is calling her to task on this stuff. But hey, nobody cares. And when you're fighting, I shouldn't say nobody. Some of you do, but there's a lot of people that don't. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me today. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joining me now is David Bigo joins me. He's the author of Devil at Our Doorstep, How He Fought and Won the SEIU, and not because he hates labor. It's because he loves the people that work for him and with him. David, thanks for being with me today.
Well, thanks, Joe, for having me on, and this is a great day for America, but for different reasons. I think the Labor Day definition has changed over the years.
You know, I've been explaining to people what Labor Day is really all about and what have you. And yeah, we had some nasty players in the early years of this country. We had some nasty players when capitalism was growing and the textile industry, specifically the garment industry, especially New England, that treated their employees like garbage and crap. You know, that was 100 years ago. Do we need the unions now like we needed them then? Because I do agree that our workers needed protection back then.
Well, there's no doubt back in those days when businesses that were using young kids and forcing people to do things and all that, unions were, they had a place. But unfortunately, Joe, over the years, they've lost their way. And today, they're only out there for survival purposes and to change our country from a capitalistic free market society into a socialistic society that they can control along with the politicians that they support.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's that problem.
Yeah. And my theme for today is, is it truly a celebratory day, or is this a day that just continues on down that socialist / communist path? I'm looking at some of the parades that were taking place today and some of the, I won't say protests, but they were definitely marches, if you would. And I'm watching the SEIU walk hand in hand with communists. I mean, people carrying the communist flag, wearing the communist shirts, and, I don't know, David, that scares me. How do the two even mix? I mean, one is about total freedom, this country, and communism is not.
Well, yeah, are they actually doing it again today?
Yeah, well, remember, we're in Looney Tune land out here, so.
Well, the reason is because, I wrote a blog a couple years ago about communism at the highest level, and I talk about the SEIU marching in California, in the streets of California with the Communist Party, mm-hmm. and the SEIU, they march hand in hand with President Obama. And to your point, yes, here's the problem we have in this country. We have a group of people that don't know how to, compete and work in a free market capitalistic society. They don't know how to go out and sell themselves and be successful. So they take the opposite approach, like you see in communism, socialism, and that is to go out and lie and misinform and brainwash people and intimidate people, that the only way that people are treated right is through free handouts, free college, and all, everything they push. So at the end of the day, that what they actually do is they control people because they get everybody working about the same productivity level, you know, about for the same amount of money and that, so people aren't fighting against each other, you know, they're complacent, and they can control them. And this is the way these people understand how to move forward. They don't understand our society, and that it's the best society the world's ever seen.
Yeah, what's really funny is I'm trying to tell people this. If today was truly a celebration of certain people in history that helped move labor forward, that made labor safer, you know, I mean, jobs safer for people and that kind of thing, and made sure people got paid a decent wage and got the benefits they needed. If this was that kind of day, then I'd be all for it. I'd be waving the American flag with you, not the SEIU flag or the communist flag. But it doesn't seem to be that. It seems to be all across the country. It's their union parades. They're how safe you are now that the union is here. That doesn't hold true today like it used to, like it held true in the 50s and the 60s. You're not safer or better off just because of unions in your, you know, in your shop, if you would. Do you agree with that statement?
Well, absolutely. And mostly what you're seeing today is because, you know, I deal with this all the time, and I have people with union people talking to me all the time. The union membership across the country is dissatisfied with the union bosses and their political allies, and a lot of them want to decertify. They want to get rid of the unions. Now, don't get me wrong, Joe, because I'm not anti-union. I do believe there are some companies and some business people that deserve to be unionized. But the unions have to take a totally different approach. They have to look at it from a free market capitalistic society approach. How do we go out and sell ourselves and do the right things for people and move this country forward and move these people's jobs forward? Unfortunately, all they want is to regrow their membership so they can get the union dues for their own pockets and for their political agenda. And that's the problem we have today.
You know, some of the signs that I saw today, some of the comments that I saw written, the union is very much for quote-unquote immigration reform. And I always say the same thing. I say, look, we have 94 million Americans out of work, right? If you unions really want to show your value and show your worth, help get them back to work. Help retrain those people. You know, open up some of your centers that you have all across the country and help these people get retrained and back into the workforce. But you don't do that. You push it like, you know, Boeing. I remember when Boeing was talking about moving. They were willing to strike to the point of shutting down the Boeing plant altogether than they were about trying to work out a deal so when Boeing moved, people could keep their jobs. I'm amazed what seems to be the ignorance of how the union operates. It seems to be because I don't deal with them like you do.
Well, again, it goes back to the whole point is these people are all about control. They think they're smarter than we are, than everybody else in this country, and it's kind of their way or the highway. And, you know, they're hypocritical in the way they approach everything. But, this is all coming to a head with this election. It's going to be interesting to see what happens as we move forward here in the next 2 months.
Oh, I'm getting more nervous as the days go on because I don't see, I see people wanting to vote for Hillary Clinton because she's simply a Democrat and she's a woman. And that's not going to fix anything. It is going to be I don't think it's going to be the same old, David. I think it's going to be worse because she has seen what Obama's been able to get away with. She has seen the spineless Congress in action, and people are not moving against her. So it's kind of like, you know, you have kids, I have kids. When you keep letting them get away with something, after a while, they're kind of entitled to feeling like they should be able to get away with that.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's where we're headed in this country. And, again, this is what they want to do. And Joe, I know this sounds like a broken record, but this is what the unions and their Democratic counterparts that are more to the far left want. They want people to feel entitled and everything so they can get their votes because it's all about votes. It's about getting them into power. And at the end of the day, you know, giving these people things and that. But, again, everybody will be at the same level. I mean, I've seen this with unions and union contracts when you negotiate them. They want everybody at the same level. They want people to work, you know, at a same productivity rate. Nobody can do too much. It takes so many people to do this or that, and they all make about the same money. Because, again, when you have everybody at the same wage level and the same productivity level, you know, people aren't jealous of each other. And that way you can control them. And this is what this is all about. It's a divide and conquer thing. They want to take away American capitalism and take over. You know, when the SEIU was attacking me, if you remember, I went around to all of our sites that were under attack, and I sat down and I talked to our employees about what was truly going on to explain to them. And I was doing one down in Cincinnati in front of about 40 or 50 employees. And I said, yeah, I'm here to, you know, enlighten you on what the SEIU is doing, what their true intent is, and, you know, the misinformation they're providing in that. And I got about that far, and a gal in the back raised her hand. She says, may I speak? And she was about a mid-50s black lady, and I said, sure, go ahead. And I had no idea what she was going to say. You know, I was willing to let her speak. And she looked around the room, everybody, and she says, everybody here, you need to listen to Mr. Vigo. You know, we might make double our wages in some place like New York, but the cost of living in New York is twice as much here in Cincinnati. Our company takes care of us. We make decent wages. We have benefits. They make sure we're safe and they're nice people. We need to support our company. And 48 out of 50 in the room stood up and cheered. Two of them were people with SEIU buttons on. Here's the point of this thing. People who are commercial cleaners got it. They understood that just by raising wages, you aren't helping people, because everything, you know, when wages go up, prices on other things go up.
I know.
And they got it. And but the what people in this country, especially a lot of the millennials and some of the people, you know, some of the Hispanics and other groups, don't understand this, because the Republican Party is not out in front of them talking to them about them and teaching this and opening their eyes to what's really going on with the unions and their Democratic followers.
Well, you don't want to keep them too smart, you know, like in the old days where if you didn't teach them to read, you had them under your thumb. David, we got to go. Thanks for being with me today. Author of Devil at Our Doorsteps, David Vigo, joins me on Labor Day. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Seriously.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk.
Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Tell you a couple of nitwits.
Get in trouble for that, huh? Couldn't do this song today, could you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really, truly, don't go far. We've got so much coming up tonight. You know, I know that some of you are stuck on a drive home, right? Some of you are, I don't know. Some of you are wishing you weren't stuck and that you were actually, home somewhere or home already, right? And I would love when, if you missed the last segment, I love when David B goes on. It's always a lot of fun when he's on the show with me. Because, you know what? He doesn't pull any punches. He's fought the SEIU. He's a great guy to have on Labor Day. Because he knows how it goes. He knows the issues and the trouble that we're up against in this country. And again, I'm not taking away from it. You know, you work hard. If you're an innovator, if you're people that have actually made things better for the laborers, and I'm not talking about the unions, but you've actually... Now, the unions had a place. You heard David and I speaking about this. They had a place. They do not... Now, there are some companies that say, yeah, maybe they need to be unionized and they need to have or heavy government control or something, because there's still a bunch of animals out there. But not like it used to be. This is not the 1950s. All right? I mean, really that simple. It's not the 1950s. And we just need to pay we have 94 million Americans out of work. How do we get them back to work? All right? The union thing, I get all, how do we get them back to work? And don't tell me it's all about unions, because it's not. Because some of you out there who call me or I talk with, you think the union is the best thing since sliced bread. It is not a catch-all, fit-all for everything. I don't know how you figure that. I would love somebody to let me know how they figure that the union is the catch-all, be-all, end-all of everything. I don't get it. Anyway. Bill Clinton's got a great idea. I don't know if you heard about this today. He suggests that 10,000 Syrian refugees could help rebuild Detroit. That's right. Not any of the Americans, but 10,000 refugees. Bring them in. Yeah, let me go over the story with you, right? Now, when you start thinking about stuff getting crazy or not getting crazy or what could be done or what not be done, with the first thing, if the Detroit mayor came out and said, you know, I want to do a program. We've got a bunch of homes that have been abandoned by the banks and by people. They need a little work to be fixed up. And I'd like to get the economy here in Detroit running again, going again. Would your first thought be, hey, let's go grab some refugees, bring them into town. Let's take those 10,000 refugees. We'll bring them here in Detroit. We'll have them work on and fix the houses. And then we'll give them to them or something along those lines. Well, I got two things to say to you. First, go to Europe first and see what they've done there with what they've been given and what they've been given to work with and how they've been given to work through. See what they've done and how much they appreciate and care. Yeah, I am painting with a broad brush because I'm looking at it. I'm actually looking at what they're doing. Don't give me the stories of when you let in a couple of 100,000 and you can only show me stories about 1,000 people that are doing decent stuff. Don't do that to me because I don't care. All right? What I want to know is I want to know what the majority of them are doing and what's being done to keep hold their feet to the fire. Okay. So how is bringing 10,000 refugees into Detroit, how does that fix anything? That's my question here. How does that fix anything? How is that supposed to help America? Right? What are you suggesting? So if we bring in the 10,000, I don't understand why we just don't bring in 10,000 unemployed Americans. What about that? And I'll do one thing better. We'll bring in the 10,000 unemployed Americans to help take a chunk out of that 94 million. And then we'll bring our vets into that area. Maybe we'll have our vets help us rebuild some of those homes that need help. And then maybe, I'm just thinking off the cuff here. Okay, maybe we give the vets the homes. And we give them the medical care that they should be getting that we want to give the refugees. And we give them food stamps if they should need it. Although none of those guys, or I shouldn't say none, a lot of those guys won't even tell you they're in need of food. They won't tell you they're sleeping in a cardboard box. They got more pride than that. But the guys who need the help, who need the support, we can't get it to them. There's something wrong with us. I don't buy any of this. I'm sorry. It's making me nuts. My irritant is the more I read about this, and it's coming from one side of the aisle. Why do you guys not see this? Or do you not care? That would be my next question. Do you just not care? The Dems. You Democrats that are out there. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. All right, so tell me why this makes sense. Why is your plan not include Americans? Are you there? Why does your plan not include Americans? I don't know. I'm looking at some of you that are... I shouldn't even be responding to these because you're going to make me crazy. So again, in Detroit, 10,000 homes. The mayor says he's got a plan. Bill Clinton wants to bring them in. He thinks it'd be a great idea to bring them in. It'll benefit everybody. How does it benefit all Americans if you're bringing in 10,000 refugees to take over homes in Detroit and maybe rebuild them, maybe not? I don't know. refugees have no job skills. We've seen that out and about all around. Right? Have they ever built, repaired a home in America? Who's going to teach them? You're going to bring people in to teach them how to do this? So more expense to the American taxpayer? Why don't you bring trainers in to teach a chunk of the 94 million Americans that are out of work how to work on homes? Maybe they need to be retrained. So let me see. We're going to give a refugee free housing, free food stamps, free welfare, free health care. And that's helping Americans how? Now, Donald Trump was making an anticipated trip to, he made a trip to Detroit this weekend. And he had to make comment about, I would have had to make a comment about some of the comments that Bill Clinton made. Right? At a 2016 Clinton Global Initiative, money, in February, Clinton suggested that the Syrian refugees could be brought to Detroit to help rebuild the city, calling it an enormous opportunity for Americans. Detroit has 10,000 empty, structurally sound houses. 10,000! He went on to say, hey, a lot of jobs could be had repairing those houses. And Detroit just came out of bankruptcy. And the mayor's got some great innovative ideas to work through this. They can homestead the houses if they work on them and fix them. But this is an example of what could be done when we work at it and government puts our minds to things. So, and then he goes on to say, and I think any one of us who've ever had a personal experience with either Syrian Americans or Syrian refugees think it's a pretty good deal. Well, I've had plenty of experiences with Americans. I've had plenty of experiences with American vets. I've had plenty of experiences, period, that I'd like to see our American vets get into, right? Trump in his infinite, he's got such a grasp of the English language. He says, hey, this guy's crazy. And it's unfair to the people of Detroit. He says, we shouldn't have Syrian refugees in this country if we're not vetting them, if we don't know who they are. We can't make sure that they're coming in here safely. We shouldn't have them. He goes on to say, he says, I think the Syrians, if they're capable of rebuilding anything, if they've got that experience, let them go and start rebuilding in Syria. I mean, why don't we resettle them like in Nancy Pelosi's backyard or the Clintons' backyard? Don't you think that would make them happy? I don't know. I'm kind of doing the tongue. This is just irritating me. We've got 9 people. For those of you who don't think this election means anything because you can't vote for the lesser of the two evils, we've got 94 million Americans out of work. She will be a continuation of that project. Yeah, it's a project, all right, to weaken America. She will be a continuation of that project. And you can say that Trump stuff doesn't work, but you don't know that. Nobody knows that. We know her programs won't work. We know her plans won't work. Again, she's actually going to be worse, as I said earlier. She's going to be worse. You know why she's going to be worse? Because they've gotten away with so much. She's seen Obama get away with so much. She's seen the Republicans not having the spine to stop them. Who is going to stop them? And you guys, if you've been paying attention to the show any length of time, I've been saying it for years. Who has got the spine to put a set of cuffs on the president of these United States? Who does? Nobody does. And as we just saw, even the head of the FBI, who's supposed to be a non-political position, even the head of the FBI lost his spine when it came to holding Hillary Clinton responsible for what she's done. Even he wouldn't do it. This is getting nuts and out of control, and we're losing our country. I've never said that before, but when I see what's going on, it's like living with the mafia out here. Seriously. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. A lot coming up this evening. Don't go far. Seriously, you'll love what we have happening.